third down and 18. Mahomes flushed out again, all the way back. Turning the corner, fires downfield, caught, touchdown. Only Mahomes, Byron Pringle.
You're listening to the JV Sports Show with your host, JV.
Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me. Y'all remember me.
Hey, everybody, this is your host, JV, on the JV Sports Show, coming at you live early in the morning here, and apologize for the late notice on this one, because the week got away from me, and then I was going to record, and then, of course, Sean Caleb didn't realize that he actually had to do the Week 6 preview. But I think he had a good excuse. He was in Boston watching the New York game. And he actually got caught. Him and Stacy were out there watching the Giants. Unfortunately, got beat by the Pats. And he got caught in what I heard was a tropical storm. I don't think it was a hurricane. But it was a, this is probably not funny, but a tropical storm. Melissa, I think, Tropical Storm Melissa, which really is, you know, it's like a light mist. If you're from Northern California, you know, you get those foggy, misty mornings. That's really what it was. But anyway, I hope you're doing safe out there, bro. And looks like you're having fun out in, I think you're in Nantucket now. Beautiful, gorgeous. Love Nantucket this time of year. Every time I go, I stay at the Commonwealth out there. I don't know. Is that a real place? Anyway, I kind of lied to AJ. Not lied. I was going to do it last night and I got too tired. So I'm doing it this morning on Sunday. So as soon as I send this out, it will literally be fresh from this morning into your ears, into your ear holes. So anyway, we'll get to the Week 5 recap here. I did win my bet with Caleb still waiting on that Amazon gift card, homie, you know? Anyway, let's get into the Week 5 recap. All right, Caleb versus me. What really I thought was probably going to be a win for Caleb ended up being a win for me. A big day with Cook. I want to say Simon & Schuster. That's a publishing company. Juju and the Panthers defense. Mahomes underperformed. He had been averaging 36 points through the first 6 weeks. So that's 20 points is pretty low for him. Gurley had an okay day with 18, but really no help from anybody else, especially the Seahawks. He did leave 29 points on the bench with Josh Jacobs. Don't know why you wouldn't start the number one rookie right now in terms of, I think, production is what they're measuring for the Raiders. He's a stud, and that looks like a great draft pick for the Raiders. But unfortunately, Caleb did not utilize him. Wouldn't have mattered anyway, but still, I won 141-93. Next, we have Linda versus AJ. Listen, when you go to score 173 points, you really expect to win unless your opponent just comes through big and scores 180. Deshaun Watson had 51 points, throwing to what looked like Fuller all day, who had 53 points. So that's going to be a tough matchup as they went against Atlanta. And AJ had really a great day from a couple players. Kirk Cousins, 24 points. Ridley with 19. And Cooper with 39 points. But just obviously 173 just couldn't get it done this week for AJ. Next, we have Nima versus Cadman Sr. And if you think Linda had the high score this week, nope. Nima, 182 to 111. Nima had multiple players just racking points like they were going out of style. Eckler with 22 points. Chark with 36 points. And the Eagles defense with 40 points, which was huge. Pompa Cadman, you know, nothing to sneeze at, 111 points, but, you know, in this heavy, heavy point league with points per reception, 111 is kind of a decent day. Brady had almost 30 points, and the 49ers defense, 23 points. 49ers looking good, but he loses 182 to 111. And then next up, we have Big Perm. Perm versus Moyne. And Perm lost this one 101 to 131. Really, his standout player was Bell with 15 points. Was the biggest point total for his team. And then Patrick Lindsay from Moyne had 24 points. And the Patriots defense, 18 points as well. But he did leave 37, almost 38 points on the bench with Matt Ryan. He chose to start Carlos Wentz over Matt Ryan. But I think he's starting Ryan this week because Ryan is looking like he's having a great year, actually. I mean, at least in terms of fantasy points. So Moyne wins this one 131 to 101. And then next you have Jason versus Oski the Bear. Oski's looking good in this one, 154 to 128. 128, again, still nothing to sneeze at, but that's not going to get it done in this contest, especially when you got Baker Mayfield, who scores minus 2 points in a loss to the Niners. McCaffrey is looking great again this year, 47 points. Robinson with 28 points, and Tucker, his kicker, Jason's kicker, was 17. But Oski the Bear, B-Pack, rolled with Murray at 25 points, and Godwin at 31, who's looking like he's having a great year out in Tampa Bay. And Thomas as well, too, with 41 points, gets it done in this one, 154 to 128. And then you got Jeremy, you got Sam versus Jeremy. Jeremy barely ekes out a win. Again, this guy just knows how to win, knows how to close out. He wins 142 to 139 with a lot of great help from Wilson with almost 38 points, Cup with 26, Boyd with 28, Vikings defense 16. Sam really came through with Jones out in Green Bay with 49 points and Westbrook with 15, but that's really all the help he got. He did leave 24 points on the bench with Gallup, who I think seems to be having a good year in the numbers that I looked at. I don't know if he's kind of up and down, but you know, it would have made the difference here because Samuel got 1.3 points in the contest against Cleveland. It wasn't really targeted, but that would have sealed the deal for Sam. But unfortunately, he lost this one by a little more than 3 points. So in the standings now, we see Jeremy is at the top of the Cal division at 4-1, and so is Moyne, along with Linda as well, too, at 4-1, both 4-1, and Sam at the top of the UCLA division at 3-2, which is looking like maybe it's the I won't say weakest division, but at least the division where, you know, even Caleb at 1-4 could probably get to the top in the in a few weeks if he did well and others, you know, did not lost those contests. But Cal Poly looks like the strongest division so far, especially with Linda and Moyne in that one. And again, like I said, and you know, our division too, Cal division, Jeremy's at 4-1, Big Perm's at 3-2, and I'm at 2-3. So it was really separated by two games or one game out of second place. And Nima, unfortunately, at 1-4, even though his team doesn't look like it, it looks better than 1-4. He's at 1-4. So anyway, those are the standings so far.
Don't worry. I'm not gonna do what everyone thinks I'm gonna do. Flip out, man.
Also, we had some mad trades this week. So we had how many trades? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 trades so far. I gave back I think, wait a minute. Lockett. Yeah. So I got, actually it's not six trades. I think it's like three trades, but the way they break it up is kind of weird. So I got Odell and Carlos Hyde, from Oski. Oski got, BPAC got Lockett and Cortland Sutton. And then, Jeremy gets Devonta Freedman, and Big Perm gets Tyler Boyd in that transaction. And then Jeremy and BPAC traded. Jeremy gets Godwin and the Ravens D, and Oski gets Vikings and Keenan Allen. So Oski's looking to shore up his wide receiving core and does that pretty well, which is a good segue to lead into the Week 6 preview. This coffee's so good. I love coffee. I just drink it on the weekends now. You know, the gastritis. So, Moyne versus me. Honestly, I think this one could go either way. I wish I could say that, you know, I believed in my team more. But the Pats defense against the Giants is probably going to be a rout. Actually, I know this is a rout because it's Sunday. And I know they got trounced. The Giants did. And then Ryan against the Cards, because as I mentioned before, Ryan is looking to have a great year this year, maybe an MVP this year outside of fantasy. And then Carson against the Browns, probably could get Moyne the win this week, most likely, probably, yeah. So even with my blockbuster trade with for Odell Beckham, I'm not sure I'll get the help I need to get to 500. BPAC versus Perm. BPAC must have heard something as he gives Murray the start over Dak with Lockett back on his team from a trade with me. His wide receiving core is stacked with Allen and Thomas as well, along with his running back duo of Johnson and Johnson, no relation to the company. That's probably going to give him the win over Perm, who's still holding out hope for Melvin, who gets the start, which, as we'll see later in this preview, may impact somebody else's team. Lamar has kind of cooled down, as well as Bell and Jones. And will this week prove differently? Ish don't think so. Caleb versus Jason. Caleb will probably lose this matchup. Coleman is getting back into form from his injury, but Howard is going up against the vaunted Vikings defense. His tight end is on concussion protocol. I just don't know if he's got what he needs to beat Jason's team. Even with Baker starting, and I guess Jason's going to start Baker still, I think his team has a better outlook. McCaff could go off for, you know, 40 again just on any given Sunday, I think. And I think Caleb's team is still going to rank number 12 on the power rankings after this weekend. AJ versus Nima. And I feel like even without Breeze's, I feel like even without Breeze, AJ's team is better than 2-3. I still give the edge to him over Nima's team. Nima's star, Eckler, looks to share the load with Melvin. As I mentioned before, Perm has got Melvin. He's starting him. So as I read in the news, they're going to look to get Melvin involved more. And so it's probably going to be less points for Eckler. So I don't think that's going to help Nima. Diggs has really underperformed this season, and I'm not sure if Chark can repeat his 36-point performance from last week. So I think Nima's 182-point game last week was a fluke. So I give this one to AJ. Kedman Sr. versus Jeremy. No Saquon, no problem. Even with starting Peterson, Jeremy has so many weapons. It's almost not fair, you know? It's like what we say about the Pats every year in Duke. Godwin and I wrote Krupp, not Krupp, Cup, alone could attribute, or maybe that was the autocorrect, could attribute for almost 70 points if they repeat last week's performance. So Kels and Brady are really only giving Papa Cadman false hope for this one. Sam versus Linda. I'm not sure Watson and Fuller can repeat last week, but you know, maybe they started a connection that'll get Fuller more involved, especially if teams are going to now double Hopkins. So that could be more points for Linda. She's also got some players banged up. But that being said, I think she'll still win this week over Sam's anemic team. Galladay is up and down. Stafford's going against Green Bay's defense, which is too bad. And Mixon is kind of so-so. So not to mention Waller's on the bye. And at the time of recording, Sam has no backup tight ends. He may have picked something up. I know there were some add and drops this morning in my emails that I was getting. So he probably picked up a tight end, but I don't think it's going to help. I still want to give this one to Linda since she's got the better team. All right, folks, that's your week 5, week 6 recap. I kind of feel like Caleb owes me another gift card for having to put in the prep time to do the week 6 preview. But anyway, I hope you enjoy it, and I will see you at the game. Hey, don't be a stranger, because I like high chances that I might lose. I like it all on the edge just like you. Hey, I like tall buildings so I can leap off of them. I go hard. I could keep the world balanced on my nose. I had a slumber party with all my foes. Now I wear them like a badge on all my clothes. If I'm crazy, I'm on my own. If I'm waiting, it's on my phone. If I sound lazy, just ignore my tone. Cause I'm always gonna answer when you call my phone. Like, what's up, danger? Dear Ender Stalesh,